I also found interesting previous your guest talked about volunteerism, travel volunteerism, and Teach Rwanda has actually partnered with an organization, actually a business here, African Mecca.
African Mecca Safaris.
Safaris.
Yes, founded in here safaris. In the valley is where
really?
They are located, yes.
And well, they have said that they are going to work on creating in their itinerary for people who are going to the safaris that they would go and do a couple of days of volunteerism in the school that is closed. So we are kind of working on that already.
Oh, and partnering with them to have them
yes.
go to your schools.
Yes.
Oh, and wouldn't that be wonderful?
So, yes. And that's important. The other part of people, NGOs that want to go is the whole issue comes down to sustainability. So how do we sustain? We know that the people there don't have the money. But in order to run these programs, you do need resources. So we have to come up with some creative ways. The other piece, if I may say so, is we have a... We're going to start in June, every first Monday of the month. Every Saturday of the month. First Saturday of the month. Thank you, Jan, for correcting. A walk-in clinic, orthopedic clinic, that any money that's raised on that day will go to Teach Rwanda.
You're here in the valley?
In the valley. It's,
yes.
And we're going to leave information for you, if you could announce that. And we're starting that. Again, why do we want to do
that? Well, you can actually announce that right now.
Okay, it will be held this Saturday and the first Saturday of each month from now on. The address is 3729 Easton Nazareth Highway. And that's at the intersection of routes 248 and 33. So it's very close. It's at the Sachdev Orthopedics Clinic. And for more information, you can call 610-739-9660. And there's an advertisement, I believe, in every Sunday edition of the Morning Call as part of the African Mecca Safaris ad that tells about this clinic as well.
Well, that is wonderful. So people can walk into the clinic, be treated, and part of their fee that they pay for being treated is going to go to...
Yep.
To this purpose.
Yep.
Well,
yes.
That is wonderful. It's so nice to know that there are these sophisticated organizations reaching out around the world, headquartered here in the Lehigh Valley. We have just about 3-4 minutes remaining, so I want you to inspire our audience with a quick success story. I want you to inspire our audience with a story of a girl or a family or a student who has done wonderful things or who is making a difference, who turned around. Do you have a...
The story that immediately leaps into mind is a child in our 3-year-old morning class at Bright School. She, I believe, probably has Down syndrome. So every day she would come into the classroom and just sit and watch and, you know, very alert about what was going on, but she said absolutely nothing. She does, however, go home every day and tell her mother everything that's happened in the classroom. This week, for the first time, I saw her hold in her hand a small doll. The second day, she was driving a little car back and forth on its wheels. The third day, she was using the large Lego blocks and built a tower about 10 blocks high. These are the kinds of changes we are seeing in children every day in the schools that we have in Rwanda.
And think, if that school hadn't been there, what a child in Rwanda with Down syndrome, what her future would have been mm-hmm. like. And now she's starting to begin to be functional and do critical thinking, and that is a really wonderful story.